also tells us that before the elderly, we need to stand up to show our respect.
啊，真的有时候啊，看到这个一辈子啊，啊，我们这边的长辈啊，能够把道理啊行的啊到如今呢、啊，还保守在主里面呢、啊，是一个很大很大的恩惠。
And often when we see elderly people at old age still be able to preserve themselves in the Lord, it is indeed a great grace of God.
有时候看到一些长辈啊，他们啊虽然年纪大，还是继续在努力灵修啊。
Even though they are old, but they are still showing efforts in spiritual cultivation.
我们心中很多的感动。
And that often moves us much.
我们请黄长老来述说他一生的恩惠。
So right now we ask Elder Huang to testify to us the life of his grace.
太好了。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace to come to the church.
Thanks to the grace of God.
所以恩典让我回到伯恩教会的这个会堂来。
Thanks to the grace of God that I am able to once again return to Bowen Park Church.
我感觉很惊讶，
I myself am very surprised.
早上，我们聚会完了，传道啊，就是请大家做个纪念，纪念的这个拍照。
And this morning after right after service, we had a group photo.
对不起，我请教这个黄传道，今天是什么特别的日子啊？大家要纪念拍照。
And so I asked Pastor Huang and said, "Is there a special occasion today? Is there a reason why we're taking a group picture?"
他回答说，好久没有拍照，所以大家来做一个纪念照。
And he replied, "It's because it's been several years that we haven't taken a group a photo."
很感谢，这个。下午的礼拜，这个大概也是我们有问传道了，也是好久啊没有看见了，所以啊，好这个听听你的话语。
And I said to Pastor Huang also that I haven't seen you for so long and haven't heard your sermons for so long.
感谢是恩典。我一生参加传道工作的行列这么久，很多的这个怎么样都不会忘记的事情。
And thanks to God that throughout my life, for many years, I devoted in the work of being a pastor. And there are many occasions that are memories that I cannot let go.
到了这个美国来，就是见证美国的这个世界的事情，分享大家受新圣灵的造就。
And coming to the United States, I also saw many things, and I would like to share with you guys as a mutual encouragement.
主要是传道吩咐门徒这个你们得到圣灵到撒玛利亚一直到地极我有做见证。
When Jesus was in this world, he instructed his disciples that once you receive the Holy Spirit, you will preach to the end of the earth and testify.
门徒到底有没有这么做啊?
And so did the disciples follow the commission of Jesus Christ?
他们就是照着主耶稣的吩咐这个五旬节得了圣灵以后到了全世界一直到现在为主耶稣见证。
And since they received the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Day, they started preaching and all the way till now, till today.
见证就是自己亲手看得到、摸得到的事情。
To testify is to testify for what you have seen and what you have touched.
看约翰一书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 John.
请看约翰一书。
First John.
第一章第一节
First John chapter 1 verse 1
约翰第一书第一章第一节
First John chapter 1 verse 1
论到从起初原有的性命之道是就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看见过亲手摸过的这一圣名已经显现出来，我们也看见过。
Verse 2.
现在又在做见证，将人与父同在，并且显于我们那永远的圣名传给你们。这里所记载。灵交就是大家跟神主耶稣灵的交往就是亲手摸过亲手看见的不是人家讲的我这么讲这是我们的见证。
And so here talks about the communication in spirit, and this communication is to testify that we have seen what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands.
所以为要主做见证使这个很多方面说不完呢。
To testify for Christ, there are many aspects which I probably cannot finish all.
感谢是，我在几十年前呢，在这个Garden Grove教会管理会堂的时候
，about 10 some years ago, in Garden Grove Church.
我的管理室跟那个会堂很接近。
什么？
很接近
and and my room was very close to the chapel.
祷告完了，大家散会回家去。
And after service, after prayer, when everyone left home.
一位姓罗的。罗弟兄现在已经搬到这个Phoenix红红城那里去。
There was a brother Lo, who right now currently, afterwards he moved away to Phoenix.
一个人呢，在会堂祷告。
He himself was praying in the chapel.
当时罗弟兄啊，从台湾刚到，带来一些这个住进啊，这个财产来，要我们他在台湾，在美国啊，洛杉矶怎么发挥，开办他的工作。
And he was praying because he just moved to the United States and he needed to instruction on how to start off his business.
但是意料不到啊，就他的弟弟啊，他靠他的弟弟来，他的弟弟啊，把他带来的这些租金啊，这个给他挪用啊，这个不应该做的事情啊，做了啊，让他。怎么样就流泪了。
But unexpectedly, his brother spent off what he, all his possessions that he had brought over from the foreign country.
他为这个事情啊，一个人啊，在会堂迫切的祷告。
And due to this, he alone was praying in the chapel.
这个时候，这个主耶稣怜悯他。主耶稣亲自显现给他看。
In that time, Jesus Christ showed mercy on him, appeared to him.
主耶稣这个后面有阳光，有光亮那个很庄严的连给这位罗志兄，他眼睛闭起来。祷告的时候看见，眼睛不能打开。
And he saw a vision. He saw Jesus Christ, and behind Jesus Christ was the glorious light, and it was so bright that he dared not open his eyes.
主耶稣就向罗弟兄开口说：“我知道。”
And Jesus Christ said to this brother Lo and said, "I know."Jesus Christ said to Brother Lo, I know.
在启示录开始的一页三章那里的，他对七个教会，你们说怎么样的做怎么样行，我主知道圣灵说的话，你们应该有耳朵的应该听就听。
And just like what is described in the book of Revelations, Jesus Christ said, the Lord Jesus said, I know what you have done, and I know what you did.
他得到很大的安慰，就跑到这个我的休息的地方来，给我拉住，也是主要是显现了，我们在祷告，主要是会怎么说什么话。
And from that, he gained great comfort, and he ran to my room and said, Look, Jesus Christ appeared to me. Let's continue praying.
我们有一段讲的话也好，说写的字也好，说一切的主耶稣都知道，都知道。
So no matter what we say or what we even written on the paper, Jesus Christ knows.
并且圣灵跟我们讲的话，我们应该听。
And what the Spirit tells us, we must listen.
就给我得到很大的这个相信，很大的这个信心的造就。
And from this testimony was great, was very beneficial to my spirituality.
洛杉矶管理会堂的时候
，And when I was in Los Angeles taking care of the church，
有位姐妹，杨姐妹，要跟一个前教授，她是这个淡江大学的这个建筑系的这个。系主任他来美国深造。
When I was there was a sister Yang and his husband, his later husband was the head professor of a political department in one of the universities in Taiwan.
教授的太太很不幸的在这里过世了。
And this, because this professor's wife passed away, and here.
有人介绍有个有两姐妹，让她要跟她订婚结婚。
And so someone introduced our sister to this professor, hoping that they'll get engaged and marry.
这位教授算是这个求道者，就是陪这位。 杨姐妹到我们阿丁威路教会来。
And so this professor accompanied our sister Yang and went to Garden Grove Church.
他很热心的这个听道理。
And he was very zealous, he was a truth seeking.
发现呢，真爱是教会跟其他的教会不一样的是。
And this professor realized that our church is in many different ways different.
一切的，就是每一样事情啊，都要谈到这个神迹，神的神迹，神力。And
then he realized that our church, we often talk about miracles.
神迹就是神的行为。
Miracles mean is the acts of God.
他就教授，有时候有一次来向我谈道。
And one time, this professor came to me to discuss about the truth.
他说，今天是在外面，为什么？ 一定要谈这个神迹的事情。
And he asked me why in Church's Church we need to talk about miracles.
所以要慢慢的给他解释神迹就是神的行为，神要我们得圣灵是为着做见证，见证就是把神的行为。 这个传扬给大家知道。 And
so I explained to him that miracles are the doings of God, and for us to receive the Holy Spirit is to witness this and to testify for him.
我想给他解释以后，他前教授有没有了解不了解，我不知道啊，我回到台湾淡水的时候。 有时候就看他们的家庭，他都很高兴，欢迎我，还在洛杉矶一段事情，一段的回忆，谈得很亲密。
I don't know if he understood what I was trying to tell him, but later when I had a chance to return to visit Taiwan, I also visited them. I saw their happy family in Taiwan.
每一个人的使命，不是单单传道人呐、负责人呐、长老执事的责任。
To testify is a responsibility of each and every one of us. It's not solely the responsibility of our pastors or our deacons and elders.
当然，这个圣灵得圣灵啊，为着得永生，要从水里，血的，这个重生，才能这个见神那个。As
to receive Holy Spirit, of course, is to also receive eternal salvation, and to be born of water and spirit is to receive salvation.
其实我们信耶稣已经得了永生了。
But when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have gained that salvation.
那得圣灵的目的，最大的目的啊，就是要见证耶稣，见证耶稣。
But to receive the Holy Spirit, the greatest purpose is so that we can witness Jesus Christ. And to witness Jesus Christ is the responsibility for each of us.
我想想这个很惭愧啊，主要是里面哦，做他的主民没有做什么，主要是这个圣工见证来报答神的恩典。
And I shamefully say that Jesus Christ have chosen me to be his people, yet I did not testify much for him.
我们刚才读过约翰一书一章一节这里这个生命之道，就是要亲自摸到，不是听到人家，不知道人家干，我哪里有知道，不是这样的这个见证。
And so just like what we read in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, is the word of life is which we have seen with our eyes, which we shall look with at, and our hands have touched. We need to communicate. When we attend funerals at church,
有这个个人喜爱的这个诗歌印在这个节目表啊，让这个台上来表演来演奏，思念这个故人的恩爱心情。
They would often print the person's favorite hymn, and they would sing it in remembrance of his life.
我个人想啊，既然有个人喜爱的这个香果，应该有个人喜爱的这个圣经经文。
And so I thought that if they print their favorite hymn, they should also print their favorite Bible verse.
我个人最喜爱的经文。
And my favorite Bible verse.
好，我们看。 马可福音,
the book of Mark,
16章,
chapter 16.
马可福音 16章,
Mark chapter 16,
16节,
verse 16.
马可福音 16章, 16节.
Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Let's start reading from verse 15.
他说你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信的受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪，信的人必有神迹。 先知随着他们就是我奉人民敢鬼说新方言说那蛇那都喝了什么毒也必不受害，说按病人病人就必好了。19节，主耶稣和他说完那话后，后来 彼借到天上坐在天的神的右边，二十节门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着正是所传的道。阿门。 我个人来讲，我很希望这一段那个圣经的经句。
I myself like very much this Bible passage.
因为我亲自摸到看到神赐给我这个这种这个神迹的神意的神的作为的这个见证。
Because I myself witness have seen the signs and the works of God in this manner.
我们每一个人要做神的见证人。
For each of us to be the witness of God.
主耶稣为什么要召我们呢？他就是要这个荣耀他。
Why did God call us? It's for us to glorify Him. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Isaiah, chapter
43.
Verse
7. Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 7.就是唤清为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的是我所做所见所造作的这里记载我们在记载在那第十节
，Verse 10，
耶和华说：“我是你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人其实还这样的便可以知道谁信乎我，又顾到以后没有明白我是耶和华在我以前没有遵循在以后也没有遵循十二节我
真
就是我真拯救我真说明并且在你们中间没有背信所以耶和华说你们是我的见证是 我也是神自从在自从有日子以来我就是神谁也不能救人脱离我的手我要行事谁能阻止呢这里记载我们来四章就是神的目的要荣耀他。
So here we
怎么样荣耀他叫我们做他的见证。
So here records
我们的见证人我们是他的见证见证就是神。
所以
我们要尽我们见证的这个责任是吧？很多的看过来，现在还记得不忘记的就是联想到，比如说来这里看到那个侯弟兄洪卓亚和黄州弟兄我就想起说我以前去访问他小时候我们去访问他的家庭礼拜天去访问他的家庭
我讲一下
不要讲
不用讲啊
让他欢迎一下
So here in Isaiah mainly records that the purpose when we were created is to glorify his name and testify for him. And when I come here and I see Brother Ho, I have to remind me of his stories back home.
洪文他的家庭，他们是住在这个三楼上，当时三楼很少那个，这个永乐街的台北永乐街的这个附近的楼房啊，三楼房啊很少。那下面他们在和长老他们的黄州弟兄的公公啊，他公公就是在这个开药房。
And so when I visited him in Taiwan, I remember they lived in a three-story house. And back then it was Elder Ho, who was the grandfather of Brother Ho, and he owns a pharmacy. So they have their three brothers. And Brother Ho was one of the brothers, and his mother said, And his mother said that, I don't know about my son, but this son of mine is, he has very weird behaviors.
三个小孩在三楼上啊，关在那里无聊起来就大的大，小的小的大。
And three of my children, they will be upstairs, they will be playing, and then they will start fighting each other.
妈妈准备一个顶条啊，打孩子的这个前边呢。
And then the mother will prepare a plank.
三个孩子不知道什么时候大的打第二的。
And the oldest one will hit the second child. And the youngest one was only 3 years old.
And
the mother will be ready to discipline the eldest and the second child. And so the youngest child will hold on to the.
爸爸是耶稣的孩子。
And then the youngest child will say, "They are the children of God."
世人带来教会，谁教他这爸爸是耶稣？这个哥哥是哥哥是这个。
I guess someone taught this little child at home, at a church, that his brothers are the children of God. And don't know who taught him, but he was only 3 years old. He realized of his status and his brother's status. Let's turn back to 1 John.
First John, chapter 2.
26 John chapter 2 verse 26.
主所受的恩
27
恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教导你们，主有主的恩膏在幻事上教导你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的哦。啊，你们要按这恩膏教训，啊，住在主里面。感谢主，哎，这段圣经很宝贵，啊。
This is a very precious Bible verse.
圣灵，啊，这个啊，在我们心里啊，哎，我们带小孩的这个。这里用没有婴儿室啊，婴儿室啊，啊，那个啊，你来听道理。那有的在喂奶啊，那根本都听不懂啊，一月三四几岁还要开什么幼年班啊？以前呢、啊，他都不懂啊，耶稣是什么，圣灵是什么的。但是这里明明记载。啊，他啊，主有主的恩膏，在凡事上教啊教训啊我们，这膏是真的，不是假的哦。啊，你们要按这个恩膏教训住在主里面，哎。
So here says that a church,
the
anointment is the spirit of Christ.
就是刚才说要为主传福音。
And even though many children or babies do not know the truth, yet however, here says that this anointment will teach us, and this is a true anointment, it's not counterfeit.
所以啊，圣灵啊，亲自运行啊，教训我们啊。啊，明白了啊，圣灵啊的意思啊。
So the Holy Spirit itself will teach us, so we understand.
感谢主啊，我们所做所行啊都有意义的。
So thank God that no matter what we say or what we do has a meaning to it.
啊，传道很谦卑的回答说：“哇，我们很久没有照相了，啊，所以要来照相。”很久哈啊，这特别叫今天呢啊来啊要照相。
And Pastor Juan earlier answered very humbly, saying that it is because we haven't taken a group photo for such a long time. Therefore, we take this opportunity to do that.
啊，同样的，他也是说很久啊，黄长老没有回来，所以啊，哎，来叫他讲讲话。
And just like he says,
20分钟,
I haven't seen Elder Huang for so long, therefore he invited me to speak.
现在叫我讲40分钟啊, 40分钟。
Originally he said 20 minutes, but right now he asked me to speak 40 minutes.
感谢主啊, 世间是神的啦, 世间是神的, 不是我的啊。
Thank God that time belongs to God and not to me.
让我能跟大家啊，灵交刚才读的圣经说啊，这个树林来这个相交啊，这是神的怜悯，神的恩典。
And just like what we previously read, that we can communicate in spirit, this is the grace of God.
啊，所以啊，我们要时时刻刻哎，虽然是没有什么原因。没有什么理由，我们有机会啊，要为主做见证。
So in all times, no matter what the reason behind it is, we should always testify for Christ.
是我们的这个责任。
Because that is our responsibility.
感谢是在这里也有很多的说不完的这个。见证。
And thank God that I have many testimonies to share.
总说我们呢，这个在做见证是不是负担， 不使这个劳苦出这个恩典。
When we testify, it shouldn't be a burden, it shouldn't be laborsome, but instead it should be a grace.
传道如果没有机会给我来跟大家灵属灵的相交，我就没有
If Pastor haven't given me the opportunity to communicate with one another in spirit, then I will lose this opportunity.
所以他谦卑地说，让我来这里做见证啊，是这个很久没有怕遭一样，很久没有听我的声音。
And then he said to me that he wants to hear me testify because he hasn't heard my voice for so long.
虽然我们要为着这个做工，就是为着做见证。
We need to work for God. We need to testify for Christ.
我们来看那个。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第九章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6.
第九章第六节，哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6.
小众的小说，多众的多说，这话是真的。个人要。随本心
所
作定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为真的如意的人是神所喜爱的。八节，
Verse 8，
能讲各样的恩惠，多多加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能做多行各样的善事，就如经上说，他施舍钱财，丢弃贫穷，他的灵意存到永远。我们是恩典有机会。为主见证做工，为主做教会的事情，为主这个打造这个庭园，种种这都是主耶稣都纪念的，都纪念在他的这个生命册上。
And whenever we have the opportunity to testify for Christ, to work for Him, even do gardening work, this is an opportunity, and God will remember us for it, and will list our, and will record our name in the Book of Life.
马太福音第二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
第二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章
Matthew chapter 25
25章十四节开始是按才感受这边
Starting verse 14 is the parable of the talents
有一个交给他这个银子是五千，一个是两千，二千，一个给了一千，叫他们呢就外国，叫他们呢叫他们呢这个为他支配，好好支配应用。
So there's here records there's three servants and.The master gave each servant one 5,000 talents, one 2,000 talents, one 1,000 talent. And before he left, he asked them to utilize these talents.
那五千呢？在五千两千呢？在两赚两千
So the 5,000 talent person earned another 5,000, and so did the 2,000 talent person.
1,000 呢，把这个主的这个银子啊，埋葬在，埋葬在，怕这个，损失啊，不敢为主做工做见证。
So the 1,000 talent person, afraid that he would lose his talent, he buried it in the ground.
这主人从外国回来的时候，就是大大的这个出发，这个一千拿一千买万，说我又是这个期盼这个把钱呢、这个浪费掉给他这个给他的赶出去。
But when the master returned, he was angry at the person who hid his talent, and he punished him, and even cast him out of his garden.
到审判的日子，这个分别这个分别这个。分别羊山羊绵羊，山羊绵羊分别山羊绵羊。
And in the judgment day, we'll be separated into sheep and goats.
但是要先呢，在马太福音的二十六章
Matthew chapter 26。
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25。
Verse 45. 王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们岂不做，在我的弟兄中的一个最小的身上，就是不在我身上。这些人要往永刑里去。”那些义人要往永生去这里记载我们一个小小的事情坐在这个最小的心上不是耶稣哦我们最小的弟兄也是这个软弱的人弟兄这个就是坐在这个耶稣的心上
And here teaches us that when we do good to the one least among us, then in return we did it on Jesus Christ.
这是对于我的这个行义的行迹见证的这个见在。感想一切荣耀给神，归给神。
And I have just shared my own reflection on testimony and why we should testify.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主耶稣，我们今天听了美好的见证。
Thank God that this today we heard wonderful testimony.
第一个是罗弟兄他看到主耶稣跟他讲，我知道。
The first testimony.
听到主耶稣跟他讲，我知道。
The first testimony was the testimony of Brother Lo, which he heard Jesus Christ tell him, "I know."
第二个应该是长老没有把他讲完了，就是那个陈教授他后来怎么样得到圣灵嘛？
In the second testimony, Elder Huang didn't finish testifying, but it's how he, that professor received Holy Spirit.
后来是帮一个在医院里面帮一个生病的人祷告的时候呢，那个陈教授就得到圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit when he was praying in the hospital for ill person.
所以他一直觉得说，为什么这耶稣教要讲神迹呢？后来他自己经历到这个神迹后来就深信了。
He often wondered why into Jesus Church we often need to talk about miracles, but he himself experienced that miracle, and so he understood it.
那第三个他谈到何弟兄家的见证。
And the third testimony is Brother Ho's family testimony.
不晓得何弟兄是那个三岁的还是那个老大打人家的。
I don't know if...
还是老二被打的。
I don't know if Brother Ho is the eldest one who hit, or the second child who was being hit, or the third child who stopped the mom from hitting.
但是那个重点就是我们身上有主耶稣的恩膏，恩膏就是神的圣灵。
But Brother Elder Huang wants to tell us that we are all anointed, and that anointment is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会教导三岁的孩子跟妈妈讲，你不要打神的孩子。
And that anointment, the Holy Spirit will even teach a three-year-old child to teach his mother not to hit his brothers.
虽然他们那时候可能三岁还没有什么幼稚班。
Even though they're only 3 years old, they probably even didn't have an RE class for them yet.
长老九十八岁，实际上讲话他有一个主轴啊，只是第二个那个见证忘了讲而已。
And even though Elder Huang is already 98 years old, but you can see that his speech has a structure.
他说啊，如果丧礼有可以献诗啊，因为我说我们丧礼会献诗唱我最喜爱的诗歌啊，应该有一个我最喜欢的经文呢。
Elder Huang shared that if in the, at the funeral we can have brothers and sisters present the favorite bird of him.
就是那个过世的人最喜欢的经文。
The favorite hymn of the person who passed away. Why can't we read their favorite verse?
他的最喜欢的就是要传福音呢。
And his Elder Huang's favorite verse is to preach.
他跟我们讲啊，我们有圣灵啊，神造我们就是荣耀神，荣耀神的方法就是要为他做见证。
He said that God created us to glorify Him, and the best way to glorify God is to testify for Him.
他跟我们勉励啊，做见证啊是不会落空的，主耶稣有报偿的。
And He encouraged us that when you testify for God, that will not go in vain. God will reward us for it.
所以在见证当中，他也跟我们分享他的道理，从神领受的道理。
And then even in his testimony, he has shared with us the teachings of God.
我们真的很感谢主了，有一些长辈跟我们在一起，跟我们在这边分享神的恩惠。
We really thank God that among us there are elderly brothers and sisters who can share with us their grace of God.
中国人说家有一老就是一个宝贝了。
There's a saying in Chinese that when you have an elderly man at home, then you have a treasure.
我常常想，我如果到他这种年纪，是不是一样的被保守在主里面呢？
I often will think if I reach his age, would I still be in the Lord?
这是我们值得求神保守的事情。
This is something worthy for us to ask of God.
让我们彼此在灵里代祷。
We're going to pray, and let's pray for one another in spirit.
谢谢主耶稣给我们这个灵里的相交，把它又真又活的见证赐给我们。
We thank God for giving us this opportunity to communicate in the spirit and to teach us His words.
同心跪下祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.